Tuesday night, you'd find on the Aleph. Chavis Alvavis. Shari Yichud HaMaisa. Chavis Alvavis. We're in Kuf Pei Gimel, the bottom. He just went through a whole list of errands that you suddenly remember you have to run at 5 to 8 every night. That when it's time to learn or daven, you all of a sudden remember all the things you had to do. And his point is that the Yetzirah, a person's world is split up into the things he does for Olam Hazeh, but he has to do them because of survival. And the truth is, if he would do them with the right intention, then it's also for Olam Haba, because he's doing Hashem's will when he goes to work and he earns money. That's what Hashem wants him to do. That's what we learned in Shar HaBitachon. That's an ideal you hope to reach. But even if not, you have the things that you have to do, and then you have your career of learning, doing mitzvahs, giving tzedakah, doing chesed. You're doing things like for Olam Haba, so to speak. And so the Yetzer Hara tries that whenever you, most of your day is set aside for Olam Hazeh things. Let's face it, you're sleeping, even if you sleep 5 hours a night, 6 hours a night. See, that's ready, and then you're working another 7, that's 13. So you're ready over half the day, then you eat. Whatever you do, that's another hour. So he gets you busy with other things. And when you're in Shemona Esrei, he gives you all the things to think about. 4 lines from the bottom on Pei Kuf Pei Gimel. Ma'ale Belibcha, he puts into your mind, Be'esha Tomefana Atzmecha, when you finally clear your schedule, Avodus Hashem, Ezeh Sug Sheyim, and Asugim Alolu, whether it's davening or learning, Kedei La'atrit Chabo, to make you start thinking about all the things you have to take care of, and how the store really shortchanged you the last time you bought there, and you really want to go to the guy and give it to him, and he's probably going to say this, and you're going to say that. To make sure, to try to get you, to pull you away, to make sure to pull you away from finally doing what you're doing for your eternal life. And the reason he can do this, I quoted this on Shabbos, is because even when you do it, you're going through the motions. You're not really into it. You don't get your enjoyment from that. You do it, maybe the rabbi is like making you crazy, so you have to show up, you know. But you're not enjoying it. That's what I talked about Shabbos. On the last line of Pei Kuf Pei Gimel, V'mlo yatritcha b'masha amarnu, even if he doesn't do what we said now, he has other tricks. Other tricks of the trade. Yale alibcha, Omar va'omrulo uvikoach oruch, he'll give you interesting things to think about. You read an editorial that morning in the paper, you're thinking about if the editorial's right or not. V'mhoyu ha'odom, page kuf pei dalad, we're going to. V'mhoyu ha'odom imishim esachek nard, maybe it's chess, I don't know, ostrang, whatever those games were, cards, sports. You start thinking about who's tied for first, who's in the playoffs, what do I think they're going to do? All sorts of narishkeit. You know, and you're sitting there, either you're laughing or you think he's exaggerating, but he's not at all. You read an interesting blog last night in the blogosphere. It was right, there was a whole argument, Shakla Vitaria, Kayosi, Nidmelo, Shehem, Lefonov, and you think it's really real. He makes, when you're thinking about those things, they seem as if they're the most important things in the world. And if you don't resolve them now, who knows what's going to happen, right? If Hosni Mubarak is going to resign today or tomorrow. And like, it becomes like a whole thing to think about and discuss and spend time on, when really it's the most irrelevant thing in the world to your life if he resigns today or tomorrow. Shame Lufana, or the next day. Now Libya we have to worry about, right? It's finished with Hosni Mubarak. Now the Yetzirah wants to know about Libya. Do I think he'll fall or not? And all this is in the middle of Shmona Esrei, or when you have to come to Night Seder, because you have much more important things. You go to Night Seder to learn a little Gemara. You have to worry about Libya, the whole country out there. Shehem Lefanov, that's what he's saying. He's making fun. And you start thinking about, he's talking about sports here. They should have traded the shortstop. They shouldn't have traded the shortstop. It seems in the times of the Chavis Halavis also, they have these important things to think about. Right, you can listen to all the radio show. People listen to Mad Dog, WNBC, I think it is, CBS, ABC, something like that. I know, because my son listens. Mad Dog, they have a whole sports section. People call up. They should have traded the second baseman. They shouldn't have traded the second baseman. Fire the manager, not fire the manager. Nobody's asking these people. And this is what they're doing with their lives. So if it's Goyim, who cares? But if it's Yidden, who could, you know, finally take themselves away from their work, and they could learn something for a half hour a night, an hour a night, something, or in the morning, and instead they're busy with Mad Dog. No, people, I'm in the car with my son. Like, people are like debating. No one's asking them. I think it was Mark Twain that said the problem with the United States is that the people that know how to run the country that are giving haircuts. All the barbers. He says, that's the problem. We got to go to the barbers and make them president. Because apparently all the people that know how to run the country, they're never stuck in the barbershops. Either Mark Twain or maybe that other guy in the 20s, there was a guy, what's his name? Also such a... Oh, got his name. He got past all of that. He's more of an intelligent person. He doesn't care about the Mets shortstop or second baseman. But he has to know about Zeno's paradox, and if the sun goes around the earth, or the earth goes around the sun, and is Slifkin right, is Slifkin wrong. He has all these things to think about that are very important. It's also not. Meanwhile, day after day after day goes by, and he's not doing anything constructive with his life. And the Yetzirah makes him think about, maybe he's making him, why don't you write a blog, the Yetzirah is telling him. Share your wisdom with other people. Why keep your wisdom for yourself? Let the whole world see how smart you are. And never, if they do that, then the whole world sees how smart they are. Right? But then it becomes just 62 comments. You just have all the fools. You see the comments. It's the same idiots, right? The comments to the same blogs.
You have better things to do with your time than to read
blogs. What? I have to prepare. I was all over. Yalla libo inyan kosher. Something difficult, minyone hamada. Maybe some puzzle. Some interesting intellectual conundrum in nature. How this works, how that works, viatrideu, and he's busy thinking about it. He has to do research. He goes, looks up in Wikipedia. B'cheselu tshuva v'kusha alo inyanu b'peruka uveshanela mimenu b'iyun. He goes into it, but he still has a lot to learn. There's another link. You go to Wikipedia, right? You keep linking to other things. Every time there's a little blue, I think it's blue, whatever it is, hyperlink. So you keep going into more stuff. And he thinks he's doing something constructive and real. The Yetzer actually convinces him that this is important. Hashem wants him to do this. The Yetzer tells him it's Chochmas Hashem, it's Mamish Debriya. Meanwhile, he doesn't learn. He doesn't know anything. I'm a Oretz. The mitzvahs are say to learn Torah, to know Torah. And he's doing nothing. And day after day after day goes by. This is human condition. He's describing mamish, describing people. I'm not talking about anybody here, Chas v'Shalom. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm talking about nobody. But this is what people are. You go out there and you see, what do people do day after day after day? when they're not working. You don't talk about when they're working. Chazal Lovitz is very cool with people working. Very, very, very. He even holds, you should turn your work into Avodas Hashem. You know, you should think I'm doing this because Hashem wants me to do it. But here he's saying, what's going to be here? V'zeh matzad lo kiyum chavoso. And the Yetzirah ends up ruining his life. Because then he's 60 years old. And he looks back. And then he, you know, maybe he has a heart attack or two. And he starts thinking about the Chever Kadisha. And then he says, uh-oh. Then he sits down. He says, okay, quick. I got to start learning. I got to make up for lost time. Sits down by a Gemara. He has to go buy an art scroll Gemara. Can't figure out. He doesn't know any Gemara. He has to go buy an art scroll. Which is okay. I don't mind that. I have to get my salary, you know. I need you to keep buying those books. V'af efshe sheyobol avodos Hashem. The Yosayim Mosa, he might even go through certain motions. He'll come to shul. I see people, I'm not talking about anybody here, Chas V'Shalom. A fictional shul, not this shul. A fictional shul. I see people, and it's so true what he's saying now. They come in, they sit down, they open the Gemara, they learn for like 30 to 60 seconds, then their phone rings. They have Blackberries or whatever, they go outside, you know, back and forth. Then like an hour goes by. If I would be keeping score, they probably learned 4 to 5 minutes. And then that's it. And then they leave and they go home and they feel they learned for an hour. If I would say to them, well, you know, I say, what are you talking about? I come to school every day. I learn every day for at least an hour. What are you talking about? An hour and a half. And they sincerely believe so. But somewhere, somehow, if it's not me, it's Hashem, someone's keeping score. Someone's keeping score. And that's exactly what he says here. That he can go the Yisayim Mosa, he'll come for an hour and a half, and most of the time he's spending thinking about his own little world. He's not in the Gemara, he's in his own world, especially with the blessing / curse of cell phones, right? It's a blessing but it's a curse, because now you're always connected. You never fix this when you have a phone call. Couldn't have come at a better time. Hello? Yeah, Erev Tov. Is that O Ta'ut O Achar Shon Eser? Yeah, I guess it's a Ta'ut. Okay, goodbye. I'm not hanging up on you, I'm just hanging up. Baruch Hashem, she doesn't understand English. Huhome Be'iske Atzmo. I told you, I had once a story one night, you all were here. Where I said I'm not answering the phone, and it was Leil Tefillah for a certain woman, and she had a question, and I didn't answer the phone, and it was terrible. So I answered the phone. A rabbi, I mean, some rabbis are smart and they have hours, but I don't, and I have to answer the phone. You never know. It could be an emergency. It could be she made supper for her husband, and she put the milchika spoon into the soup, and her husband's yelling at her now. Right? And I have to save the day by saying, don't worry, it's for sure Shishim. You never know. And he's busy with his own world. So he thinks he's there for an hour and a half. And the grand total upstairs with it in the scorecard, right? Mad Dog upstairs is keeping score. And he gets a grand total of 4.5 minutes that he was learning. After she is followed by Hashem Belashono. A guy could daven Shmona Esrei, which is really when you have all the great thoughts, and he's davening. And he's thinking things, like he's not there, and he's going against Hashem. I have to ask Hashem Mechila for my davening. Why? Because I was davening, but I was thinking about everything but davening. So the davening turns into something else that I have to ask Hashem to be moichel me for. He's like davening, he's shuckling, He's shaking like a leaf, turning back and forth, twisting his eyes, his ears, his nose, his neck. Utorud mimenu beliba v'kavanoso. He is like, who knows where he is. Kederech shomer akosuv, and this is exactly what the pasuk says, the piv u'bisfosov kibiduni. They honor me with their lips and their mouths and lips. They go through motions. Beliba rochak mimeni. You know, who knows where his lev is. I don't know, his lev is in Costa Rica. He took a vacation there once. He's thinking about how gishmak it was. Or he's thinking what he has to do that day. As soon as he finished davening, so the Chavis HaLovis wants us to turn and say, it's okay, you already finished davening. You don't have to do it. You finished davening already. What do you think? Omar vayefatu b'fiyem v'lishonam yichazvu lo v'libam lo nochon imo. They seduced Hashem, the fihem, meaning they said, oh, Hashem, and with their mouths they lied. But v'libam, right, this is Chavis HaLovis, lo nochon imo. Okay, we'll stop here. Kids, I'm an over there.